Next, we have the story of a Midwestern kid who grew up differently than many people around him. In the 1980s, Ayat Akhtar was living in Wisconsin, an American kid born of Pakistani-American parents who were Muslim.
People, at least in the Midwest, where I was growing up, didn't really even know what Muslims were. So, I mean, my friends knew that I was from somewhere, or my parents were from somewhere different, but you weren't really sure what that place was. And, you know, after all, I did like the Green Bay Packers, so it didn't really matter. You know what I mean?
As long as you've got that, you're allowed. You're allowed into Wisconsin.
I'm from Wisconsin.
Ayat Akhtar grew up to be a writer. He is the author of a novel called American Dervish. It explores the difficult subject of Islam in America. It's about a kid named Hyatt growing up in Wisconsin. He's American-born, but his ancestral country and religion catch up with him when his mother's best friend Mina arrives from Pakistan.
She's a charismatic and brilliant, beautiful woman, and so she influences Hyatt in a number of ways. He experiences his first sort of awakenings of the heart and of the body in her presence, and he also is introduced to Islam, which is something that his parents don't have much interest in, and he really takes to that.
And this is really fascinating to me, that you have this woman who the boy meets who is religious but in a very progressive and open way and talks about reinterpreting the faith for modern times, something that more conservative Muslims would reject. The boy is under her influence, and yet he becomes, for a time anyway, a very conservative young Muslim.
Well, he does, because he begins to feel that there is some certainty that he can latch onto by reading the book, the Quran, in a literal way. And the sort of central emotional through line of the book has to do with his burgeoning jealousy when Mina falls in love with a Jewish man, and he feels that he's losing his love object.
This could have been a much simpler story, because you have this boy who's Muslim, who's in the United States, who is inspired by Islam and at least for a time becomes a very conservative, purist kind of Muslim. I mean, mm-hmm. He could have been inspired by a radical blind cleric to that approach and mm-hmm. become some kind of wild-eyed radical. You chose to make things far more nuanced all the way through.
I think that that's truer to life. I've seen a lot of things, growing up in this country as a young Muslim, and I haven't seen that particular, embodiment, what you were describing, because even the sorts of things that I may have seen which coincide with what you're talking about with your example, even those are more nuanced. I think it's always a more complicated picture.
Is it fair to say that Islam doesn't come off terribly well in this book?
It's a question that I've gotten from time to time, but I also get the other side, which is that people say, wow, I read your book and I can't believe how beautiful Islam is. So I think, as with all of the characters in the book, I try to embody them with all of the complexity and the strengths and the flaws that they have. And I think that I'm trying to do the same thing when it comes to representing the practice of the faith.
Well, let me mention just a couple of things that I think a lot of Americans would find alarming. One of the characters, this older woman, Mina, when she's in Pakistan, is divorced by her husband just after giving birth to a baby, simply by having the husband send a note that says 3 times, I divorce you, which is mm-hmm. all you're supposed to have to do under Islam. You have that. You have prejudice against Jews, open prejudice against Jews, jokes being told about Jews and so forth all the way through the book.
Well, I think the jokes are often told by a Jewish character. So, I mean, it's you can dig deeper, Steve. I think there's darker stuff than that in
Go
the
on.
Book. There is at the centerpiece of the book, there is a sermon in the mosque that begins with sort of cryptic allusions to verses in the Quran that talk about Jews. And then it becomes an outright anti-Semitic sermon. So, I think that the book has a very, how do I put it? It would be impossible to read, for example, the Old Testament and not to remark or to have some awareness of the fact that the characters in the stories in the Old Testament are profoundly flawed. And I think that I'm bringing the same perspective to the Quran, which is to say that there are extraordinary things, things of extraordinary beauty and wisdom in the Quran, and then there are also there's also stuff that is darker. And that's true, again, to the human psyche. These are books which the Quran, the Old Testament, the Gospels, they're books that embody the fullness of the human experience. And for anyone to suggest that they don't have that darker side, which we ourselves have, I think is, again, only part of the picture.
Eyad Akhtar is the author of American Dervish. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.